Okay, whoever is finished, feel free to come up so that we can interact with your work. We have a group presenting while the others are installing their laptops.
Okay, we have here the thematic outline of the book of Genesis. The theme, common theme that runs throughout the whole book is blessing, because the word blessed appeared 72 times, the word blessed 43 times, and blessing appeared 14 times, a total of 129 times. So we, ayan, no? So number one, the blessing of God upon His creation, Genesis 1 to 5. Number two, the blessing upon Noah and his descendants, chapters 5:28 to 11. And the blessing upon Abraham, chapters 12 to 25. Chapters 25, verse 11 to 26. The blessing upon Isaac, chapters 27 to 36. The blessing upon Jacob, chapters 37 to 47, the blessing upon Joseph, and then the separate chapter 48, the blessing upon Ephraim and Manasseh, and finally the blessing upon the sons of Jacob, chapters 49 to 50, special mention see Judah, 49 verse 10, out of his lineage will come the scepter, who will rule. So the main theme is God blesses His people so they will accomplish or fulfill God's purpose in their lives. And eventually, this blessing, sabi ni Christ-centered, yung Galatians 3, those who believe in Christ will be blessed along with Abraham. And His blessing will come so that the gospel will be proclaimed in the nations of the earth. That's it.
Okay, can we give them a round of applause? It's a great one. Who's the second? So the first one's theme is the blessing of God.
Now for our group, this is what we have come up with. To summarize in one sentence, the book of Genesis is about God's redemptive plan to raise up a nation to be a blessing to the nations. Good. So we had this outline of the book of Genesis. We have five divisions. It began first with the beginning of history from Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, with four things about Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, and the Tower of Babel. Now, the blessing came after this story of Abraham on the second division from Genesis chapter 12, verse 25. Now, God gave a promise to Abraham, which was fulfilled in the third section, which is the story of Isaac, which talked about God's fulfillment of the promise of our promise to Abraham. Now, the fourth division that we had was is the story of Jacob, which talked about the transformation from Jacob to Israel, and the last one from Genesis chapter 37 to 50. Highlighted the story of Joseph, which talked about the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 siblings became the 12 tribes of Israel, and then eventually becoming the nation of Israel.
Okay, can we give a round of applause to the second group? Let me just interact. They have five sections. To be consistent, they can divide the first section into two and say the story of Adam, 1 to 5, the story of Noah, 6 to 11. Then the story of Abraham, the story of Isaac. So it will be parallel. Okay. Okay, let's go to third group.
Yes, good afternoon po. Ito po yung report ng aming group. Nung binasa po namin yung Book of Genesis, isang bagay po na nakita namin doon it's about relationship. Mm-hmm. Genesis is really a book that speaks about relationship, highlighting those between God and His creation, between God and humankind, and between human beings. Kaya po yung ginawa ko pong outline is about the attributes of God doon sa book of Genesis. Yung chapter 1 po namin, Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 is about His creation, God's power and wisdom. Because He said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31a, God saw all that He had made and it was very good. In chapter 3 and 4 about the fall is God's love and mercy. And chapter 6 and 9, God's justice and holiness. It is about the flood. And chapter 10 and 11 is about God's sovereignty through nation. And chapter 12, 25, God's salvation. Ito po, dito man na po nag-start yung account ni Abraham. And God's faithfulness in chapter 25 to 26 through Isaac. God's grace, ito po yung kay Jacob. And God's providence through Joseph. So, God's attributes. In the beginning, God created everything in His highest creation was the human race. Man sinned against God, he reaped His judgment. God called Abraham to be the father of righteous nation through whom He would be blessed all mankind. Thank you very much, Pa.
Okay, to improve their theme, it can be stated God's attribute as He relates to creation in general and to a people in particular. Okay. Let's go to the next group.
All right. Very similar to the other group earlier. Although what we did was we divided the books into divisions.
Okay.
So we have 1 to 11 as the first division, which is, we call it the beginning of the human race. So 1 to 11. And under that, there are three sections. So you have Adam and Eve, chapter 1 to 3, the start of sin. Abel and Cain, 4 and 5, the effect of sin. Noah and his family, chapter 6, all the way to 11, the result of sin. And then we ended with Tower of Babel, where God dispersed the people. And then the second division is on chapter 12, all the way to chapter 50, which is the beginning of the chosen race. So you got chapter 12 to 23, you got Abraham. 24 to 27, you got, that's the start, Abraham, Isaac. 24 to 27, the test. Chapter 28 to 36 is Jacob, and that's also where he got his name changed in that chapter. And then 37 to 50 is the continuity, which about Joseph, although we have Judah and Tamar was inserted in chapter 38 for some reason. So we believe that the theme is the beginning of the human race and of the chosen race. And we have as a key verse chapter 12, 2 to 3. Okay, that the blessing of Abraham to be a blessing to all nations. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. To improve that, can you go back to the outline? To improve that, the start of sin, the spread of sin, the spread, and then the consequences of sin. 6 to 11. Okay, so you can preach Genesis 1 to 11 in one sermon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next group.
Okay, for our group, we decided that the overall theme is regarding redemption. So for us, the overall theme of Genesis is God's redemptive plan for His people through the lives of the people He has chosen. So in many instances, God has always given a choice whether to choose Esau or Jacob. There's always this choosing between Joseph and the other 11 brothers. So basically, it's all about God's redemptive plan, and He uses the lives of people as an example on how He redeems His people. So we divided it into five sections. We started with God's creation, the fall of man and its spread, the sin, and Noah's redemption, the deliverance through the flood, redemption in the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the redemption in the life of Joseph. So our idea was in God's creation, the story of creation in God's original intent for man or in His creation, and the story of the fall of man and man's continuous corruption over all the earth, and the story of God's mercy on how He would redeem the people through the life of Noah, and the God's story of redemption and deliverance in the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the story of God's redemption of deliverance in the life of Joseph. So basically, we're here to contrast some of the things that happened personally in the life of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and how God was able to deliver them from every single instance that they are experiencing oppression, or they feel like a slave, and God was always there to redeem them. So if we're going to preach the whole book of Genesis, basically, our outline of the preaching is God's intention, God's intent, what was man's decision that led him to sin, and how God was able to redeem man because of his decision.
Good. Can you go back to the theme? Okay. To improve their overall theme, it can be stated, God's redemptive plan for mankind, through the people he has chosen. So God's redemptive plan for mankind through the people he has chosen. Thank you. Let's give them a hand, please. Next group, please.
Ito ay pinagsama-sama ng magagaling na isip galing sa Pioneer, Green Hills at... Alright. Alright, this is our presentation. The overall theme for the book of Genesis is about God's sovereign rule and redemptive work for mankind. Okay, so we are establishing that God is sovereign over His creation. Despite of what happened over His creation, He remains to be sovereign. And He has a redemptive plan and work. So the outline is the creation. That's chapters 1 and 2. And then... the fall, that's chapters 3 to 11, the account of the fall. And then, along that is the promise. Okay, ito yung the seed of the woman, the gospel in a nutshell. And then the covenant, beginning with Noah. And then the redemption, beginning chapter 12 to 50. So...
Okay, so if you will improve that, you just have to make a choice. What is your main theme? Is it redemption or rule? Because it's hard to have two concepts. So you have to make a decision. If redemption is your choice, go to the outline. If redemption is a choice, then you will say, first part will be the introduction, the setting. The second part will be the need for redemption, the promise of redemption, and then the covenant of redemption, and then the outworking of redemption. So you have that if you choose redemption. Okay? Thank you. Let's give them a hand. Another group, please.
Good afternoon. Sa theme namin, If it's for our preaching series, we're talking about the placement of God, of His people. And it's a place of favor and blessings. And so, in the different, how we divided it, is the place of beginning, which is chapter 1 and 2, which is in paradise. Chapters 1 and 2, a place of beginning, which is in paradise. The second one is place of disobedience, which is being removed from paradise. And then a place of blessing, which is chapters 12 to 20, which is the call of Abraham being removed from the place where he was and the faith place. Dahil hindi niya alam kung saan siya pupunta. And then the place of promise, his son being given there, and Isaac being made sure that he was not removed from that place. Even when he was getting a wife, the promise was not for him to get out of that land. And then the place of struggle, which is the story of Jacob. As he struggled with his brother, he struggled with his father-in-law, and eventually wrestling with God. So that's the place of struggle. And then the place of favor, which is Joseph experiencing favor in spite of all his circumstances. Yun yung pagka-divide namin.
Okay, thank you. So ang tawag dito, geographical sermon. And the ending is, which place are you in right now?
Yeah.
And which place do you want to be? Ayan. Thank you. Next group, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sa group po namin, ako po yung nag-outline, pero hindi po ako yung nag-isip. Sila po yung nag-isip eh. Anyway, we will talk about, the question is, what's the book of Genesis all about? Yun yung question. na we attempt to answer. And we presented this, we agreed to have this, this statement. God's covenant blessing to one man was God's plan to bless all men. So we will focus more about the covenant of God to men. So ang outline po namin, we started with the creation, which is God created the world and He gave dominion to man. He gave the blessing of managing the earth through Adam. So that's the start of the covenant. And then eventually, they break the fall of Adam. Ayan. So nagsimula po yung pag-breaking ng covenant when he started to disobey the Lord. So doon po lumabas yung mga consequences to the point na dumating sila sa panahon ni Noah, where Noah, dito po na-continue pa rin. Nagpatuloy yung covenant through Noah and then nagsimula ulit. Yun yung sa 11 po. So, and then eventually, nagpatuloy yung covenant through Abraham. Ayan. So, na-renew ulit, which is God spoke to Abraham about his covenant. And then, patuloy po yun, na-renew ulit, nabanggit ulit sa kay Isaac. And then, God's covenant is also mentioned sa life ni Jacob hanggang sa, eventually, sa yung covenant nag-pass through sa life ni Joseph. And then sa completion po na to, sa katapusan po nito, we'll talk about ang pagpasok ng covenant sa isang tao na nagfall ang kay Adam, ayan, so the fall of Adam, and then eventually through sin pumasok po doon yung covenant na break, and then eventually it was restored by one man, which is Jesus Christ, to give the covenant, the restoration of covenant to those who believe in Him. So, yun po yung presentation namin. Thank you.
Can you go back to the theme, please? The theme. So, here, their slant is God's covenant. So, God's covenant of blessing to one man was God's covenant blessing to one man will bless all men. And then, the outline, please. So only chapters 1 and 2 does not carry the word covenant. Okay? But Genesis 1 and 2 is a covenant. We call it covenant of stewardship or covenant of works. When God tasked Adam to be co-ruler of creation, that's a covenant. So now you can complete your series. Thank you. Can we give them a round of applause? The next group.
All right, ito yung mga grupo namin, yung mga guwapo dun sa table na yan. Bro, baba. Combination ng mga ideas. Now, what we did, we just have an outline, creation, fall, and redemption, and our big idea is God's creation, and He is raising up a nation so He can show His love and redemptive plan to those who believe. So what we did is, pagdating sa creation, doon sa chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 3, talks about God's creation, that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, which establishes the authority of God, that He's the one who created everything. And then also, God created Adam and Eve, which nations descended. And then, nagkaroon ng fall of man, doon sa Genesis. And it became worse in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. So, mas lalong tumindi yung fall of man. In chapter 6, verse 5 to 8, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Mas tumindi ng tumindi. That's why the Lord had to erase the people. Actually, He destroyed the people. But then, He chose Noah. So, ito na yung the promise of redemption to restore relationship. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 7, then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." So, God made a covenant with Noah and in chapter 7, verse 8, then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, behold, I establish my covenant. Talks about God's covenant that indeed the Lord chose Noah, but then still they failed. The Tower of Babel, the spread of humankind, and still na mas matindi ulit yung pagkakasala ng mga tao. That's why the Lord chose and raised a nation through Abraham. So Abraham was chosen. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 27, the verses establish the line of Abraham from Shem, the son of Noah, who will eventually become the people of Israel, leading to Jesus. So Abraham's response to the call of God sa chapter 15 to chapter 22, but still in chapter 17, verse 1 and 2, still God talks about the covenant. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. So he still talks about God chose Abraham, but still the covenant that God is the one who initiated it. And then in Genesis chapter 17, verse 19 hanggang dun sa chapter 24, and the rest of the book, the covenant from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, wherein we can see the story of the patriarchs. So, iyon yung ano yung pinaka-highlight ng ano ng outline namin, the covenant of God and Hebrews, which confirms the covenant in Hebrews chapter 13. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant. So, the same covenant na nabasa dun sa Genesis is the same covenant na tinutukoy dun sa book of Hebrews. Kaya yung main theme namin, God's creation and His raising up a nation from Abraham, that covenant talks about Jesus Christ. The covenant that we have now. Thank you so much.
Okay. By the way, this group used the word covenant so many times, but it's not there. No, even though. So when you are using the word covenant, it means that the theme is very important to your group. It should be there. But it's not in the theme. It's not in the outline. Okay? So next time, put it there. Thank you. Are there other groups? Okay, so let's take a short break, CR break, and merienda break.